four different players on this game. Just an incredible night here. Actually, yes, four different players here on this game with Channing Farr hitting one, Tyler Smith, Carter Olsen, and Wes Anderson all being the ones that hit it. The Wes Anderson, he hit four of those total 8 3-point shots. He finished with 20 points on the game, 11 rebounds. Elizo, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Carter Olsen, 20 points, 6 boards. Tyler Smith, 11 points. Chase Stahlbummer, 4 points and 9 rebounds. And Fred Rosequist, 2 boards. Porter Colvin with 2 points as well. For Onega Buffaloes, again, Cason Huffless finished with 7 points and 9 rebounds. Jackson Coltran finished the night with 14 points. Again, and finishing here his basketball career, as again, is one of here just the starting seniors, and actually the only senior who played tonight on the court here for Onega, the only senior that they had. And again, this is a very youthful Onega team. They have a very bright future ahead of them. They had a soft loss, 23 straight league games, and they're 2-17 this season, looking to try to come on the road and pull off a big upset against this Frankfort Wildcats team. I've had a chance to see both these teams plenty this year. I've seen their talent. I've seen their abilities. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to talk about them right here. It's been 2 weeks since I've called some basketball, by the way. So hopefully I'm not talking wrestling terms, as that's what I've been doing, is as we've been having wrestling coverage, which, by the way, incredible wrestlers coming both out of Onega and Frankfort getting to that state level. So a big shout out to both Onega and Frankfort having a ton of incredible wrestlers and athletes. And actually, some of those athletes and wrestlers that I did see on last Saturday, one of them being Maddox Onis, being able to dual sport that and to be able to come out here and play basketball is absolutely incredible. It was awesome to see him out there on Friday. But hopefully no body slams today. We're going to hopefully call a lot of shots, three-pointers, and all kinds of other great plays. So, again, you're locked in at 2.1 at KMZA. I got a couple minutes here before we'll take it to a break. But, again, the Onega Buffaloes head coach by here, second year, Jason Claycamp. Again, only 3 wins so far in his 2 years. This season, he's gotten 2 wins, Northern Heights, 49-41, and then Washington County, 68-52. For the Frankfort Wildcats, Adam Schreiner, this is his second year here with the program. Last year was a great year, 12-11, just a little bit over 500. Not so great in TBO play, 5-6. They ended it, the season ended against Clifton Clyde in the sub-state semi, 61-43. But here, Frankfort having a dominant, monstrous season, but they've kind of been a short stump by a couple of more prominent teams, and some teams they've had a lot of issues with relies in Axel and Centralia. Those teams, and also Hanover, those teams have kind of been the ones this season that when they've played them multiple times really just haven't been able to get to that level. But Hanover, top team, Clifton Clyde, also a ranked team. Centralia, they're a team that's also ranked, and Axel, can't forget them. They're ranked number 3 in the class of Class 1A Division 2. And if you just look at this Class 1A Division 1, this side, this Centralia substate is absolutely loaded with talent, because you look at this bracket here with Frankfort. You have Frankfort, you have Onega, you have Centralia on this side, you have number 1 team in Lincoln High School, you also have Lawrence Bishop Seabury Academy, a team that last year was really good. I mean, you got so much talent here in this side of the bracket. It's going to be really interesting to see how this side finishes out, but then also the other one with Troy, a team that competes at the 2A level this year, just because of their scheduling, but now they are a Class 1A Division 1 team, so now they're actually starting to kind of play into their talent level, and they're going to be playing a lot of great teams as well. So this is going to be a very tough region, but of course, 2 brackets being subjugated with both sides, but here, Frankfort, they'll be on the same side as Centralia, and we've seen how Frankfort has played Centralia this year. They have lost twice to them, so it'll be interesting to see if Frankfort can move on. But again, Frankfort has to get through today. Onega has been a team that has been playing 70, but Frankfort does the same as well. Onega, they have a lot of great stars on their team. They just got to get going. Jason Huffless, he's a great sophomore. He's been having a breakout season with 238 points. He's been an incredible three-point shooter, but you also can't forget the spark plug in Maddox Tonis, the 5'8 sophomore, number 2. He's going to be a big player tonight here for Onega in trying to capture this win and get the upset. But for Frankfort, you know how they're going to hold it down. They're going to look to Wes Anderson and his arm and his ability to shoot outside the perimeter. Lane Wise's ability to drive inside, dominate the paint. Carter Olsen and his dual threat ability outside and on the end. And then there's also some other great names in there. Tyler Smith, Brad Rosequist, and Chase Stahlbummer. Some guys that can really move inside the paint and kind of work that load in there. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shapes up tonight within this game. We're going to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be back, and we'll talk starters here. Again, the Onega Buffaloes, head coached by Jason Klaycamp, on the road, taking on the Frankfort Wildcats here at Wildcats Courtside. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you are looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 to KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Real quick before I get into the starters again, I want to give a couple of shout-outs. One, I want to give a shout-out to the regional runner-up, Jesse Miller from Onega, in that 106 weight class. Again, moving on in the state down there at Hayes in the 1-3A. And then as well from Frankfort in the 157 weight class category, a shout-out to the regional runner-up in Dylan Slyper from Frankfort. So a lot of great things coming from both of these schools. And, again, we wish both of those athletes great luck on their travels to state in Hayes. And then also a quick shout-out to both the Lady Buffaloes and Lady Wildcats, as Onega yesterday pulled up the big win over Royal Vista, 56-43. They will now head down to Centralia to play their next sub-state round game. And then for Frankfort girls, they were able to win in double overtime against Washington County, 57-55. Frankfort girls will now take on Clifton Clyde, and they will go on the road. So both the Onega girls and the Frankfort girls playing a ranked opponent, top ranked opponents in the top five, mind you, on the road. So again, best of luck to both of those teams on their travels as they continue that. But then I will talk about our game and our matchup here again. Class 1 of Division 1 boys in the Centralia region. It's the Onega Buffaloes and the Frankfort Wildcats. Buffaloes head coach by Jason Klaycamp. Starters here today for the Buffaloes. This 6'4" sophomore, number 33, Kaysen Huffless, who has over 230 points on the season. Number 23, Jackson Kulterman, the swift three-pointer from the outside arm. Again, Jackson Colchman, the 6-foot senior. Number 2, Maddox Honus, the spark plug in the offense. He's got over 80 assists on the season. He has such great ball control, and he's a great point guard here for the Buffaloes. Number 12, Keegan Vennenberg, the 6-foot junior. And then finally, also number 32, 6-foot-4 sophomore, Tristan Coleman. So again, Buffalo's reliant heavily on the sophomores here. Coleman, Honus, and Huffless, all big numbers that are going to have to play a big, massive game here for the Buffaloes if they want to try to pull off this upset. And then for the Frankfort Wildcats, their starters, again, under head coach Adam Schreiner in his second year, number 4, the 3-point machine, the menace, whatever you want to nickname him, the All-State honorable mention from last season, and the first-team All-Leaguer, Wes Anderson. He shoots 71% from around 30% from around the perimeter, and then he shoots 71% from the free throw line, and nearly 50% from all around the field. It's Wes Anderson, number 4, the 5'11 junior. Number 23, Lane Loizzo, the 6'2 senior. He's the second-team All-League returner, who this season's averaging 13.1 points per game and leads this team with rebounds, averaging 7.3 rebounds a game with over 153 on the season. Number 33, Carter Olson, the 6'1 senior, great outside shooter as well as a great inside presence. Number 10, Tyler Smith, the 6-foot senior. He's had also a really great year as well, putting up 172 points and then 50 rebounds. And then number 34, Fred Rosequist, the 6'2 junior. So again, for the Wildcats, Anderson, Loizzo, Olson, Smith, Rosequist, and for the Buffaloes, Huffless, Colterman, Honus, Vennenberg, and Coleman. This is going to be a hefty matchup between both these teams. I know Onega has had a really rough year and rough last year, but you know they're going to come out with a lot of grit and a lot of passion to try to fight this Wildcats team. They've already played them twice this season. Frankfort winning those matchups pretty dominantly by 21 points or more. Last season as well, Frankfort, they swept both matchups and are now on a 4-game winning streak against this Onega Buffaloes team. But Onega, last time winning against Frankfort in 2023, 50-47. Can they pull off the upset? Can they do it? We'll see, but we'll be back here in 2 minutes after the playing of the national anthem here on 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
First round of Class 1A Division 1 Boys Substate Round. Here we go at 92.1 at KMCA here on the tip-off to the right of your dial. Frankfort Wildcats, number 23, Lane Loizzo, the 6'2 senior. And off to the left, number 23, the 6-foot senior, Jackson Colchman. 4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball on the way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. As it's the Wildcats who win the tip-off. Loizzo going back to Olson. Carter Olson getting it back on a give-and-go. Down low on the low block. He spins around, gets it back to Rosequist. Rosequist, right-hand hook, trying to go over the top. Rebounding for the putback. Carter Olson, the 6-foot-1 senior, starts the scoring here up 2-0 now for the Frankfort Wildcats. 7:34 to go here in this opening quarter. It's Maddox Honus, the young sophomore. He also competed in wrestling just Saturday last week. Absolutely an all-around incredible athlete, and Maddox Honus doing his best here. He's got 81 assists on the season. He's such a strong point guard with so much poise and his ability to command this offense. He's still got the ball. They're not going to have a shot clock here. Even though Frankfurt used it all year, this in sub-state, they will not use it. And here the first turnover of the game will go to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Excuse me, against the Omega Buffaloes for Frankfurt. And now rebounding underneath, Kason Huplitz gets the ball back for Onega. His first board of the game. Now Maddox Onis takes it down the court. 6:45 to go here in this opening quarter. Wildcats still up 2-0. Only bucket so far by Carter Olson. He's also got the lone rebound for the Wildcats. At that putback, Tristan Coleman driving inside for the Buffaloes at the top of the post. Looks like he might just turn the ball over. It's all loose on the ground. See if they give it the jump ball. They do, and the ball will stay commanded here with the Buffaloes. An Exonis scurrying to the baseline here to throw in. We got a shoe tie all the way up to the top here by Wes Anderson. Keeping it fresh here as he keeps it fresh really all night long. We saw him on our last broadcast hit 7 3-point shots. We'll see what performance he decides to put on today. Inside look to Vandenberg. Vandenberg, it looks like it's fouled on the ground. They'll call it against Anderson. 6:29 to go here in this opening quarter. Actually, that foul getting called against Frankfurt's number 33, Carter Olson. That will be his first of the game. Honus looking right, now going over the top. Gets it in to Kason Huplitz, the outstanding sophomore at 6'4", who's been a three-point shooter all season long. Honus driving left, now cutting back right. Gets it to Kolterman. Kolterman out to Coleman. Coleman, Vandenberg. Vandenberg, left side block drive, and it looks like it gets deflected. And the ball will now go here back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. In the corner, skip out, left side. Tyler Smith open for three. Nothing but net for the Wildcats. Frankfurt now up 5-0. 5:55 left to go here in the opening quarter. Honus, right hand driving, trying to come up to the right of the ring. Gets it to Vandenberg. Vandenberg trying to go over the top to Huplitz. Huplitz, who is boxing out Rosequist. Trying to seal him on the inside, but pass from Honus gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Buffalo's ball. Substitution here on the court. Onega putting here an early sub. It looks like we're going to get a foul on the low block. Kason Huplitz will head up to the line to shoot two. Luke Pale, the freshman for the Buffaloes, coming out as the substitution. First free throw shot by Huplitz goes in. The second one goes out. Rebound by Lane Malizo. Carter Olson takes it down the court here for the Wildcats. Wildcats up by 4, 5-1, 5:30 left to go in the opening quarter. Malizo driving inside the paint, has to get out. Three-point shot up and out by Olson. Rebound underneath. And it looks like that will be a foul drawn by the Wildcats. Tyler Smith will have to line to shoot two for Frankfurt. Foul was called against Onega for their first of the quarter. It was against Kason Huplitz, so Huplitz, he picks up his first. And Smith, here for the line for the Wildcats, he hits his first, and he slices his second. Tyler Smith, the sophomore, or the 6 foot senior, excuse me, 5 points already in this first half, a 3-point shot and a two performance at the free throw line. Inside bucket! Great pass by Jackson Coltman to get the assist, and Huplitz with the finish. Buffalo's now way down by 4, 7-3, 5:02 to go in this first quarter. Loizo driving inside, spinning around to Rosequist. Rosequist, Olson. Olson to Smith. Screen, pick and roll on the baseline. Now back up to the top. Again, Frankfurt working with the ball. 3-point shot by Carter Olson. Nothing but net. Frankfurt has already hit 2 threes here in this opening quarter. One from Olson, one from Smith. And now a steal by Loizo. Loizo taking it down the court. One on one and goes right through Honus. But misses the layup. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll save Frankfurt's ball. Maddox Thomas was trying to set up the screen. Liza went for the right step but didn't get the finish. Here he gets the nice setup, but he couldn't go in. Trying to look for the putback is Rosequist, but Rosequist couldn't get it. And then the rebound by Huffless. Ball now taken here down the court. With Huffless for the Buffaloes, and then it's going to be a quick turnover. Steal by Tyler Smith, his first of the game. Smith out to his left to Olsen. Olsen back to Smith. No hesitation. Fired away off the backboard and into the hands of Casey Huffless. He's already got 3 boards here and 3 points in this first quarter for the Buffaloes. 10-3, 7-point lead here still for the Wildcats. 3:51 left to go in the first quarter of play. Honus to Pale. Pale to his right. He works with it again. Just a young freshman who comes into this game. Huffless works around and almost has another bucket on the low block. Anderson picks up the rebound for the Wildcats. Now on the baseline, Tyler Smith responding. And that's going to be an early timeout here taken by second-year head coach Jason Claycamp from the Buffaloes as his team trails down by 9, 12-3 with 3:31 left to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 here on 19.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We just had our first timeout of the game taken as Frankfurt right now on a big run taking this game over. They're up 12-3 with 3:20 left to go here in this first quarter. Pale with it here for the Buffaloes. Gets it to Honus. Honus at the top of the perimeter. Now swings left. Now to Coltman. Coltman, right hand dribbling. Now to his right. Now sets the screen for the pick and roll. Cuts back out to the wing. Inside, Huffless has it. Huffless asks if he can back out to the top of the perimeter. Pale goes over the top. Huffless going in for two! Pale with the assist. The freshman doing some work inside. Getting it to the sophomore. Now it's 12-5. Huffless after the timeout scored the first point. We'll see how the Wildcats can try to respond here. Porter Colvin. The 5'10 junior comes in for the first time. He has the ball. He swings left with it. Now it's in the left corner. Tyler Smith, and he's been perfect here in this first quarter. Smith, well, he hasn't missed a single shot. He's already at 9 points in this first quarter. 4 baseline layups, 1 3-pointer, and a 2-for-2 performance at the line. Chef's kiss for Tyler Smith so far right now, but also it's been Huffless cooking on the inside for the Buffaloes as Pale gets another assist for back-to-back points. Back up by 7 here. Wildcats 14-7. Lane Loizzo, right-hand hook, trying to finish over the top. Huffless boxes out for another rebound. He's got 4 now in this first quarter. Onega trying to maybe slow down the tempo, get some points. Colterman open for 3. Can he hit it? He rattles it on through. And Onega, after the timeout taken, outscoring Frankfurt 7-2. Great timeout taken by Jason Claycamp. See if the Buffaloes can continue this run here or if the Wildcats can respond. Well, Rosequist goes over the top, but another great box out by Huffless. As now Onega is on a run. Huffless. Now Coleman releasing finesse from the top post. And now it's a 2-point game. Incredible shot form from Tristan Coleman. And now Adam Schreiner for Frankfurt takes a timeout. It's 14-12 with 1:17 left to go in this first quarter. Last timeout, it was 12-3. Onega goes on a run to bring this on within 2. We're back in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your
community.
Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions.
Now, you know why Wade always is always so greedy, because usually my games are pretty good games.
At community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As once it was Frankfurt up 12-3. Now they're only up 14-12. Frankfurt does have the ball here. Frankfurt, they just called the timeout. Olsen with it. He's wide open from the top of the perimeter. They are challenging the three-point shot here for Frankfurt. They've already hit 2 3-pointers in this quarter. Carter Olsen, this time he'll fire away. He'll go off the rim. And Frankfurt will get the ball back with Rosequist. And I think they're going to get Rosequist on a travel. And they will. Frankfurt, their second turnover of the quarter. And now just like that, the Buffaloes have a chance to tie this game. With 52 seconds left to go in this opening quarter. Honus with it. Honus the fail and the give and go. Now back up to the top and looking behind him. Stolen away like a thief in the night. Lawizo! The dunk down the court! Incredible finish! The lane was wide open for Lane Lawizo. He stole it from the hands of Honus. Stole the ball and ran down the court and dunked at the finish. Incredible! Kulterman underneath the basket responds for two for the Onega Buffaloes. And just like that, we have seen a pendulum swing with momentum here in this first quarter. It's 16-14 with 10 seconds left to go. Frankfurt lead, they have the ball. Still in the first quarter. Anderson with it. He is fouled with 3.5 seconds left to go on the far outside wing. I think they're going to get that one against Maddox Honus, and yes, they will. His first personal of the game. Second team foul of the quarter. Chase Stahlbaumer comes in here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. See who his substitution number will be. It will be in for Fred Rosequist. Keegan Vandenberg will also come in here. He will look to step in for Tristan Coleman. So Keegan Vandenberg stepping in here. Second time today. Vandenberg, he started today. He comes back on the court with the last 3.5 seconds left of this quarter. Anderson, step with a three-point shot to end this quarter. And he misses, and another rebound by Huffless to end. And just like that, we're in a two-point contest, folks. 16-14, Onega only down by two. And Frankfurt continue to hold this lead. We'll see. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 at KMCA. Right now, Frankfurt up 16-14. Onega, they're running a zone offense right here, and they're trying to challenge Frankfurt on the three-point shot. They are not guarding or face-guarding anyone on the three. Here, Frankfurt takes it with Olsen, but they miss. Wes Anderson gets the rebound, and what does he do? Well, he sinks it in for a three for his first points of the game. And now Frankfurt's up 19-14. Again, I mentioned it. Onega, they're running a 3-2 zone down low. A 2-3 zone, excuse me. And with they're not at all. They are just allowing that 3-point shot to go up. They are giving about 6 to 7 foot of space. They're saying, shoot that three and we will box out down low and take the ball away from you. Interesting strategy. We'll see if it continues to pay off. Here, it looks like Onega almost had a near turnover, but they're going to call it a jump ball. And here, Onega will look to keep it on the baseline. Honus throwing it in, into Olsen. Olsen back up to the top of the perimeter, now to the right side to Kulterman. Kulterman throws it at the knee of Olsen, that almost turned into a turnover as the ball was just rolling on the court. But Honus has it back here for the Buffaloes as they're down by five. Inside drive. Jackson Kulterman, what a layup finish! With the right hand reverse layup, just throwing it up in the air, throwing a prayer. He gets the layup. And not only that, he gets the and one. Kulterman here with 7 points already in the contest. This is a three-point game, 19-16. Man, we have seen some incredible moves inside the paint. Lane Loaiza with the big-time dunk in the first quarter, and here we see it in a massive reverse layup. And then to put the cherry on top, Jackson Kulterman lands the and-one. Onega back down just by two, 19-17. Tyler Smith pops the three. Goes off the basket. Onega cannot box out. Loaiza gets the rebound, and then for the three-point shot, Carter Olsen goes in. Frankfurt up 22-17. 6:30 now to go here in the first half. Remaining. The freshman tail with a nice move to cut back inside and through everybody. The freshman takes it down for two. Incredible move by the 5'6 freshman. Drive inside by Anderson. And now losing the ball. Looks like it will stay here for Frankfurt. And now looks like we're going to get a couple of substitutions. 22-19, 3-point lead here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Lane Loaiza kicking out. So far, Frankfurt hit four threes. Can they add a fifth? Yes, they can. Lane Loaiza with the three-point shot. Wes Anderson with two threes here in this second quarter. He has popped both and made both. Underneath, another reverse layup. Left-hand finish this time for Jackson Kulterman. As you can see that Onega, they are pacing right now with the Wildcats. They are going back and forth down the court. They are playing aggressive, and that's what you're going to have to do in this contest. Turnover here called against Frankfurt. And man, let me tell you, energy here is loud, and it is proud for both sides. We have a huge show out for Onega, a big one here for Frankfurt in their community, in their town. Looks like Loaiza will step to the bench here. In for him, Fred Rosequist, stepping back in this game. Honus commanding the offense from up top here for the Buffaloes. They trail by four, 25-21, 5:16 to go. Inside look to the right. Now Huffless from the short corner. He misses. Anderson takes it down the court. A quick transition, and it looks like there will be a foul at the top of the post. 5:07 to go now. Man, this matchup has been nothing but excitement and thrill. Feels like we are on a roller coaster. We've seen dunks, we've seen threes, we've seen reverse layups. We have seen it all here in the first two quarters of this game, and we still got 5 minutes left to go this first half. Anderson, baseline. It looks like he was maybe trying to pass it to Rosequist. They'll say Onega was the last one to touch it before it went out of bounds. Frankfurt, 25-21. They have the ball. Over the top. With it, Tyler Smith. Now out to his left to Olsen. Olsen driving on the low block. Now up to the post. Fred Rosequist. Right hand hook. Can he get it to go in? No, it can't. It goes off the pull. And Tristan Coleman picks up the rebound. Coleman with it. Going to his left. Up the top to Kulterman. Kulterman firing to his right, and now a loose ball! Carter Olsen, track race down the court, he has the right-hand finish. Thought maybe we might just see another dunk, but that time, Olsen just takes the easy option and just gets the finish for two. Timeout taken by Onega. 4:27 left to go in this second quarter. It's 27-21 for the Frankfurt Wildcats lead. We're back in 30.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here with the ball is the Onega Buffaloes, down by 6, 27-21. They've drawn it to 2 multiple times. They have yet to tie the game yet. Last tied score, it was 0-0. Olsen, three-point shot, pops it off the top, could not get it to go in. Wes Anderson takes the rebound down the court, quick transition. Right side wing, now to Rosequist, now to Olsen. Olsen, they're giving him the three-pointer, but he won't take it. Instead, they'll look for an inside drive with Loizzo. And Loizzo will move in for 2. 29-21. Full court pressure here applied by Frankfurt as Onega trails by 8. Coleman, Jackson Coulterman. Ball knocked up in the air and looks like it will be stripped away and taken by Carter Olsen. His second steal of the game. 7th turnover for the Buffaloes. Wes Anderson. Down the corner. 3-point shot up by Olsen and gets rebounded by Huffless. Buffaloes have yet to make a three, excuse me, they have made 1 3-point shot so far in this contest with Jackson Coulterman. That was the first three of the game in that first quarter. And here, another steal. Oh, they're going to get, a technical against Lane Loizzo. Wow. So to explain what just happened, Lane Loizzo, another incredible steal, but they got him with a palming at half court with the steal, and with the blow of the whistle, he proceeded to go down the court and dunk it. So they get the technical there, and that will allow Onega to shoot 2 from the line and get the possession. So shooting 2 is Jackson Coulterman, and Coulterman, he has hit 1 so far on this set. He is 2 for 2 today, and now he is 2 for 3 as he misses the second shot. Again, Onega, they will keep the possession here because it was a technical. 29-22. 7-point lead here still for the Frankfurt Wildcats with 3:16 left to go in this second quarter. Jackson Coulterman with it now. He just had the free throw shot. Here, Coleman. Coleman off to his right to Pale. Pale stepping, stutter stepping. Now he goes inside. 3-point shot. Coleman, can he hit? Yes, he can. Tristan Coleman hitting Onega's second three of the game. Now down by 4 for the Wildcats. They are just barely up. 29-25. Wes Anderson stepping inside. Can he take the side step long 2? He can. Anderson with the finesse. Man, that right hand of Anderson is nothing but pure accurate. That's why he is a top passing leader here in the state of Kansas as just a junior during the football season, year in and year out. Rebound by Stahlbomber here for Frankfurt. They take it down the court. 6-point lead here for the Wildcats. 31-25, 2:18 to go in the first half. Olsen skipping it across the ground like a pebble on water. And now Tyler Smith takes the 3. Up on the top, Coleman gets the rebound. And now Coulterman takes it down the court here. Coulterman, who already has had a great game so far. Inside look, going all the way to Huffless. Huffless, he was just a little too far under the backboard to get a good look for it. And Anderson takes it down the court. Driving off the wing, now on the corner. Smith inside, Rosequist back outside, and Pale will hit it out for the Buffaloes. 1 minute, 43 seconds left of the second quarter. 31-25. Frankfurt's up by 6. Lane Loizzo steps back into this contest. Throw in Anderson, Loizzo, Rosequist from the very top of the perimeter. And now Colvin. Colvin inside, looking back out at the post. He finds Elizo. Elizo pops the three, but it pops right off the rim. And Olsen gets the putback. What a great move by Connor Olsen with the right-hand finish. And now it's an 8-point lead for the Wildcats. 33-25, 1:18 to go in the second quarter. Tristan Coleman looking to his right, fires that way. Now down to the corner. Inside looking is Kolchman. Now skips it all the way down to Coleman. Preventing that half-court violation is Pale. Pale inside look. Puffless wide open. Misses the easy layup. But can he get the putback? He misses the putback as well. Oh, unfortunate there for Olsen. He had back-to-back open shots under the basket. You couldn't ask for an easier situation to get points. Unfortunately, the sophomore just couldn't get it to go in. But fortunately enough here for the Wildcats, they have an 8-point lead, 33-25, 46 seconds left to go this first half, and they have the ball. Elizo, not able to get the finish. He was set up perfectly by Wes Anderson on the left block. Pale, the freshman, the three off the rim, and Anderson strips it away for the board. Anderson takes it down the court. Elizo inside, dumping it off to Rosequist. Rosequist back up top. Elizo, Elizo. Olsen, the three off the left side of the rim. And they're going to be have a foul on the ground here, I think, called against Frankfurt. And they will be against number zero, Porter Colvin. Chase Stahlbaumer quickly substituting in here for Frankfurt. He steps in for Fred Rosequist. 18.4 seconds left of this second quarter, but man, it's been a great quarter here for the Wildcats. Again, they have allowed this Buffalo's team to be in this game by 2 points in that first couple of minutes, but Frankfurt has kind of gotten on a run here. And they hold an 8-point lead with 7 seconds left to go, but it's Onega with the ball. Jackson Coltman trying to finish this quarter and half with a shot, but he misses. Stahlbaumer will get a rebound on the stat sheet, and the half will end. 33-25, the Frankfurt Wildcats managing to get here 17 points in this second quarter, and the Buffaloes getting held to just 9. We'll be back here in about a couple minutes on 92.1 KMZA for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. 33-25, the Wildcats lead.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both of our United Bank and Trust Seneca locations. Join us for food and refreshments as you catch up with the UBT team. We are looking forward to seeing you at our open house on Wednesday, February 26th from 10 till 2. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to 92.1 at KMZ, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, for your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from that, online at islandcc.edu. Right now, the Wildcats up 33-25. They're up by 8. Here, as we will start the third quarter, about 7 minutes to go here at this halftime. But again, right now, Frankfurt up by 8, 33-25. Talking about some of the scoring right now, Anderson, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 2 threes. Loizo, 4 points, a big-time dunk, 4 steals and 2 boards. Carter Olsen, 12 points, 2 threes, 2 steals and 3 rebounds. Tyler Smith, 9 points, 3-point shot, a board, and a steal. Chase Stahlbaumer, 2 boards, and Rose gets the 2 boards. Frankfurt Wildcats with 5 total threes here on the game, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Onega Buffalo so far, Casey Huffless, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Jackson Coltman, 11 points, a 3-point shot, and 2 for 3 at the free throw line. And Tristan Coleman, the only other scorer there for the Buffaloes. 5 points and a 3-point shot. And I also got the freshman for the Buffaloes, Luke Hale, with 2 points from that incredible layup he had. He also had 2 assists. Both those assists went to Casey Huffless on great inside looks and passes. But again, right now, you look at, you know, okay, what's kind of been the big factors of the game right now? Because the Buffaloes, they were able to get it within 2, and they got it within 2 a couple times. So here we're kind of talking, what can Onega get back to getting back to this game? Again, Frankfurt led 16-14 at the end of that first quarter. At one point, Frankfurt was up 12-3. Onega went on a run, got it to 14-12, and then 16-14. Onega has yet to tie this game. The last time the game being tied was, well, 0-0, and then they were able to get it again a couple times, but within 2 in that second quarter before Frankfurt just kind of getting on a run. Anderson hitting 2 threes in that second quarter, as well as Carter Olsen hit a 3 in that second quarter, and in total, Carter Olsen had 7 points in that quarter, and Wes Anderson had 8. So you just had a lot of great distribution right now with the Wildcats, and they have, as they have 4 different scorers, with 3 of them having 8 or more points, where the Buffaloes right now kind of relying just on solely 3 players, mostly on 2, though, with Huffless at 7 and Jackson Kulchman at 11. Again, Frankfurt, they have 5 threes. Onega with 2. Frankfurt, they're being allowed to shoot that 3-point shot. Onega said, okay, you know what? We think our best bet here is to just let you guys live by the 3, die by the 3. We'll let you shoot from beyond the perimeter, and we'll get some easy rebounds inside. And that would be great, and it's worked a lot for the Buffaloes. However, Frankfurt is out-rebounding Onega 18-9. There is still second-chance opportunities coming out of those long 3-pointers from open field. Yes, is Frankfurt taking open 3-point shots? Still missing. But they are getting second-chance, even third-chance opportunities to hit those 3-point shots. And, well, your chances are going to go up the more times you get the ball back for that 3-point shot to go in, and that happened for Frankfurt. They added 2 threes in that second quarter that were 3-point shots that went in off a second chance opportunity or higher, and that's what Frankfurt's going to dominate on. They're going to dominate on getting steals, on out-rebounding, and out-hustling. It's really incredible that Onega is competing right now in this game. Is just on the stat sheet alone, Frankfurt has 7 more steals, they have way less turnovers, they have more threes, more rebounds, but you can't take one thing away right now from Onega. It's hustle and it's heart, and they're putting it all out on the court right now, and that's what's keeping in this game. They're doing a great job of responding down the court, getting down, getting quick transitional points. They do have more assists. That is one big thing for them, so they are doing a great job of being able to cooperate on the down low and get those chances. They're also 3 for 5 at the free throw line. I think for Onega, a big step up here, rebounding, getting some more free throw opportunities, and possibly trying to look for that 3-point shot if it's often more open, and trying to probably limit Frankfurt here, because really, you probably don't want to test Frankfurt all too much at the 3-point contest, As Wes Anderson, again, last time I saw him, he hit 7 threes. He's already getting hot for this game, going 2 of 3 from the 3-point line. And then Carter Olsen from three land right now is also hitting 2 of 3. So really, you just have a Wildcats team that is, feeling really hot right now. They're just shooting all over the court when they are left open and when they are left comfortably open. So it'll be interesting to see how Onega adjusts their defense to Frankfurt going the second half. It'll be interesting to see how Frankfurt maybe tries to scurry away with this. Again, last two times Frankfurt has played Onega this season, Frankfurt won 55-34, and then the time before that they won 63-35. Last year, 54-27, 53-18. So Frankfurt's been dominant these last four matches. We'll see if they can try to get it with a fifth. But we'll be back here in 2 minutes on 92.1 KMZ. Again, up next, Frankfurt taking on Onega. Frankfurt leading 33-25 to go into the second half here on 92.1 KMZA.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Another second chance opportunity here for Frankfurt as they start this second half. We got two more quarters and 16 minutes of basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA. Carter Olsen gets the rebound for the second chance opportunity, and he complements it with a right-hand finish for two. And again, I talked about it at halftime. Frankfurt, they got 19 rebounds now on the game, nearly at 20. Frankfurt is doing a great job of getting and earning second chance opportunities and looks. Here at Frankfurt, they're playing a 2-3 defense, zone defense against Buffaloes, trying to challenge the inside here. And it looks like they're going to get an offensive pick here. Legal pick, it looks like, got set. And that will be a turnover for Onega. Onega right now unofficially at 9 turnovers on the game. Here at the top, Loizo to Smith. Smith up to the top to Anderson. Anderson pump fakes the three. This time they guard him well. He hustles off to the right side, and Anderson pops the long two. He's now at 10 points on the game. The Wildcats come off strong in the second half with already back-to-back points on back-to-back possessions. They're up 37-25, so up by 12 here. Vandenberg, baseline pass, trying to get to Huffless. It looks like Onega has kind of lost a little bit of their groove, and Wildcats, well, they're coming out just as hot as they finished that second quarter. They outscored Onega in the second, 17-11, just 6 more points in that differential. in that half, 33-25. Wes Anderson, 5 foot off the three, and he nails it! Anderson's just unguardable everywhere you go. They call it three-point land. Well, Anderson calls it no man's land, because no man is going to test that three-point shot. But Anderson will, and he'll get it. Incredible. Onega, another turnover. Wildcats, they've had three straight offensive buckets. Onega with three straight offensive turnovers. We'll see which streak here breaks first. Wes Anderson pops a three off the rim, but a second chance opportunity. Carter Olsen gets the rebound, and Jason Huffless gets the rebound. His eighth board of the game. That will stop a Wildcats run as they start off here with seven straight points to start this second half. They are now up 15, 40-25, with 5:30 left to go here in this third quarter. Baseline look to the short corner, now up to Coleman. Onega working with it. Honus to his right, to Kulchman on the corner, to Huffless. Huffless to Kulchman, Kulchman back out to Honus. And right now, Wildcats are doing a great job in this 2-3 zone. They are quickly trapping out the wings, and it is making it very hard for Buffaloes to take any free long three-point shots. Kudos to Adam Schreiner here in the defensive adjustment, because it has completely confuzzled, if you want to use that word, this Onega team. And here they get a good offensive look for a three-point shot from Jackson Corbin, but unfortunately just could not go in. Loizzo gets the rebound. Loizzo sets back up with it at the top of the perimeter. Goes to Smith, to Rosequist, Rosequist to Olsen. Olsen, well, no one's guarding him, but here instead he'll drive inside of taking the open three. He'll miss the layup, and Coleman gets the board. Onega still down by 15, 40-25, 4:36 up to go in this quarter. Sipping it left side, and now they're going to get a foul here against Layton Loizzo. And it's his second of the game. Second foul of the quarter here against Frankfurt. Again, both these teams don't really play a whole lot of depth. You're talking about seven, possibly at most eight. And again, that's kind of reaching most of the time you're going to see a six or a seven man rotation at both of these teams. Again, at most. We've only seen that much so far from both sides. Coleman, right hand, trying to drive in from the short corner as his release was from, and Loizzo gets the rebound for the Wildcats. Wildcats up by 15, 40-25 with the ball, and a foul called against Maddox Honus. That will be his second one picked up of the game here from the 5'8" sophomore. 4:09 left to go in this third quarter. That is his fourth foul of the game here for Maddox Honus, so he will have to come off. The leading point guard here for Onega, not only with points, though, but with assists, as he's got over 80 on the season. Layton Loizzo, quick dump inside. He gets the ball, and then he finishes with it as well. 6 points now in the game for Layton Loizzo. Coleman, looking to his left, now looks inside the Vandenberg, and they're going to get Fred Rosequist on the foul at the top post. Clock stops at 3:53, 42-25. Wildcats now up by 17 points. Onega has gone 4 minutes without a single point here in this second half at all. And Tyler Smith gets the steal, and he seals the deal with the layup finish. Buffaloes have gone 4 minutes and 20 seconds without any points. And here, if the drought will continue with a missed three, and Anderson picks up the board. Down the court to Smith. Smith on the corner. Back up top to Rosequist. Rosequist to Olsen. Olsen looking to his left. Fires that way to Loizzo. Loizzo to Smith. Smith pump faking. Now to the top of the wing. Now looks to his right. Rosequist. Step in. Anderson. Three. Off the back of the rim. And Huffless makes the board. Jason Huffless with 7 points and 9 rebounds here for the Buffaloes. Vandenberg shoots up from the lane, and he misses, and Loizzo gets another rebound. It has now been 5 minutes into this third quarter, and we have yet to see an Onega score. But we've seen plenty from Frankfurt. They have already scored 11 points here in this third quarter. They will look to try to score more, as Carter Olsen is going to play a little addition up here at the free throw line. Because you can only go by one in the line. Just if anyone needed to know that. Olsen, his first one goes up, and his first one goes in. Carter Olsen puts this Frankfurt Wildcats up by 20 now, 45-25. The biggest lead of the night here for the Wildcats. And the second shot goes up, and it swirls right on in for Carter Olsen. Frankfurt is 4-for-4 at the free throw line at the night. 2 minutes. 51 seconds left to go this third quarter. A steal from Chase Stahlbaumer. The Buffaloes have 5 turnovers in this third quarter and no points. Frankfurt with the ball driving inside and another foul against Onega. Ellison Carter Olsen up the line once more. 21-point lead for the Wildcats. 46-25, 2:36 left to go in this third quarter, and Onega has still yet to get on the board. Carter Olsen misses his first free throw shot, which will be the Wildcats' first miss as a team from the line tonight. Carter Olsen, who on this season shoots 39% from the free throw line. Here tonight, he has shot quite well. He has shot 75%, going 3-of-4. As he hits the second one right there on that attempt. 22-point lead, the largest here for the Wildcats. 47-25, 2:25 left to go in the third quarter. Onega just trying to wake up the stat keeper for him, and they do with a reverse layup for Jackson Kulchman. He's now at 13 points on the game. Onega gets their first points now of the half. Just 5 minutes, well, actually be 6 minutes and 30 seconds in here. Or excuse me, just 6 minutes in. As there's just 2 minutes left to go in the third. Foul called against Frankfurt. It is against Chase Stahlbaumer, number 52, the 6'8" senior. He will stay on the court. It looks like, well, Wiseau and Carter Olsen will come off. And Porter Colvin and Tyler Smith will enter the game here for Frankfurt. Onega works with the ball down by 20, 47-27 with 2 minutes left to go in the third. Last time, the last closest score was in the second quarter where Buffaloes were only down by 2. And they have not trailed that close since. They have also yet to tie this game. Here they trail by 20. Colchman takes a 3-point shot. It rattled inside, but then decided to go on out. And Stahlbaumer gets the board. Anderson, pump fakes the 3. Now Colvin. Colvin inside, flashing on the baseline, and Chase Stahlbaumer loses the ball out of bounds, but they're going to say the last one to touch was Onega. 1 minute, 20 seconds left to go this third quarter. It's a 20-point game, and looks like we have a timeout here taken by Frankfurt. It's a full 60. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 at KMZA, 47-27. The Wildcats lead.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates, a 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1 minute, 20 seconds left to go of this third quarter here on 92.1 at KMZA. Wes Anderson on the baseline. Jackson Kulchman trying to get the steal. It's a jump ball. Possession will go here to Onega. Frankfurt still up by 20, 47-27 with 1:13 left to go in the third quarter. Maddox Honus fires off to his left here for Onega. Now back to him to his right. Now back up to the top to Maddox Honus. Honus getting it right back, retrieving, firing to his right. Now in the corner to Coleman. Coleman to Jackson Coltman, and then a ball lost. Porter Coleman gets the steal and the seal the deal. He gets the layup finish. Now a 22-point lead again here for the Wildcats. 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Maddox Honus out to his left now with 35 seconds left to go this third quarter. Inside drive by Coleman, now to Honus. Now back out to Jackson Coltman. Inside look to Huffless, and Huffless loses the ball. That's going to be a steal by Fred Rosequist. Buffaloes have had 7 turnovers in this third quarter and 2 points. And only 3 rebounds. Porter Colvin driving inside. Now back up top to Anderson. Anderson holding the ball with just 7 seconds left to go this third quarter. We'll see who wants it. Rosequist, Colvin. Colvin shoots the long 3 to end the third. And Chase Stahlbomber with the last second putback. Incredible. It went right off the rim, and he just tapped it right back on in. Incredible move there by the 6'8" senior, Chase Stahlbomber. Wildcats up here 51-27. We're back in 60 here at 92.1 KMGA. Frankfurt leads going into the fourth quarter.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZA. Start of the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to go here. This contest, 51-27, 24-point lead here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They outscored the Buffaloes 18-2 in the third quarter. Here to start this third quarter, it's a block from Coulterman that gets the ball back to the Buffaloes. Honus down the far side wing, now the deep corner to Huffless. Huffless to Coulterman, Coulterman to Honus, Honus, Coulterman. Coulterman pump faking inside, looks back up to the top of the post to Coleman, and then Jackson Coulterman prevents the steal and picks it back up at the top of the perimeter. Frankfurt looking to progress here in this sub-state alongside as well the Frankfurt girls. As Frankfurt girls, they were able to beat Washington County 57-55 in double overtime. They'll face Clifton Clyde next. Winner of this contest will either play Wakefield or Lawrence Bishop Seabury Academy. Regardless, it will, well, if Wakefield manages to win, then Frankfurt would look to host, and if, or will look to play. And then if I believe Blue Valley wins, then it will be Frankfurt traveling. Here with it, it's Onega. Kicking out Honus. 3-point shot, and it's missed. Anderson, he's got a double-double today with 13 points and 10 boards. With 3 3-pointers. He has been nothing but a spectacle here on the stat sheet. And that's any game here for this All-State Honorable Mention Junior. Here's the Wildcats commanding the ball. Up by 24 with 6 minutes left to drown in this fourth quarter. Smith driving inside of the post, kicking out to the left. Anderson pops the 3! Anderson has now 12 points off 3-point shots in this game. He's got 16 total points, 4 threes, and 10 boards. What a night here for Lane Loizzo. He's got over nearly 350 points on this season. He's just 4 points away from that number. What a milestone here on the year. And now Anderson gets up another board. He's now at 11 here on the game after a missed 3 from Onega. 5:14 left to go in the fourth now. For Frankfurt, it's a large 27-point lead here. Can they extend it to 29? Yes, they can. Carter Olsen with 2. That now just puts us 1 point away from progressing this to a running clock. It's 30 points or more. And Jackson Kulterman will be fouled underneath the basket and will go up and shoot 2 from the free throw line. Onega only scored 2 points in the third quarter. Those 2 points came off Jackson Kulterman from within the paint. Here he's got a chance to get 2 from the line. Kulterman's first shot goes up and it goes in. 28-point game, 56-28. 4:51 left to go in this fourth quarter. It's Frankfurt who's up. Again, winner of this game will either play, well, will play the winner of the Wakefield and the Bishop Seabury game. Kulterman hits his first and misses his second. Onega has a team shooting up 4 of 7. Just a little bit of that 50% style. Stahlbaumer sets a screen for Anderson. Anderson thinks about popping another 3. He can't take it. Out to Olsen, to Porter Colvin. Porter Colvin, baseline skip, short corner. Stahlbaumer back to Olsen. Olsen driving inside. He just needs to get a finish here. He could not get it. He tries to look for the putback, and he is fouled. Well, it's now up to Connor Olsen if he wants to get a running clock here in this fourth quarter. I'm sure if you were to ask him, he'd probably say yes. And so he will try to prove that point with some free throw shots. And he will miss the first. Again, it's 30 or more to get the running clock going. Frankfurt only up by 28. And now 29. As Olsen hits 1 of 2 at the free throw line. This is his first, hits his second. Looks like we're going to get a full timeout here, taken by Onega's head coach, Jason Claycamp. So we'll be back in 60 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA, FR, the MSC Sports Radio Network. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left of the fourth quarter, 57-28, a 29-point lead for the Frankfurt Wildcats.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Onega down by 29 points, 57-28. Keegan Vandenberg with it. It's the Buffaloes ball with 4 minutes left to tick in this fourth and final quarter of regulation. Coleman, right hand driving between his legs. Again, if this is the end of the road here for Onega, this will be the final game for Jackson Kulterman. The final game for Francesco Giolo. And a couple other seniors here on the lineup, but not a whole lot of senior starters. Again, most of the Onega team relies on its youth, especially in their 3 starting sophomores, and Huffless, Honus, and Coleman. So in the upcoming years, that's the only thing a team should be, a team that can bust out at least about 10, possibly probably more wins on the season. They'll be one to not look over in the upcoming years here as that talent starts to develop a little more. And your Honus, he gets a rebound and takes the ball down the court. Back to Honus. 3:18 left to go. Now to Coleman. Coleman driving up to the top of the perimeter. Now getting back up to Jackson Goldschmidt. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left to go this fourth quarter. 57-28, 3-point shot by the sophomore, Maddox Honus. Well, he was wrestling on Saturday, slamming down bodies. Here he's slamming down 3-point shot. And a right hand, well, it looks like almost a right hand finish by laying the lights over. Then Stahlbomber gets the putback. So Frankfurt responds. Still a 28-point game. 3-point shot by Jackson Colesman gets missed. Stahlbomber boards it. And now Frankfurt with a chance to get the running clock. Looks like they're going to get a substitution timeout. It'll put Wes Anderson back out on the court. And Porter Colvin. However, it will introduce a couple new players here. Chang Farr, the 5'9 senior, coming in for the Wildcats. Porter Colvin trying to look for that right-hand finish. Looking for the putback. Chase Stahlbomber couldn't get it, but Wes Anderson. He gets it, and now that's 30 points. We got a running clock for the next 2 minutes and 9 seconds. 61-31. 3-point shot by Honus. Gets missed. Again, Frankfurt, what an incredible season they have had. Last year, 2-11, 5-6 in the TBL play. Here this year, 8-4 in the TBL play. They will now improve to 16-6 with this win over Onega to start their sub-state run. Frankfurt, they won their first round of sub-state last year, but again, they lost in the quarterfinals to Clifton, lost in the sub-state semis 61-43. Again, just unfortunately, but it has been one heck of a year here for the Wildcats. And now a 3-point shot on the way from Channing Farr, the 5'9 senior for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And the bench absolutely cheered wild for him. I know that he hasn't had much playing time. As my time with Frankfurt here, I haven't yet to ever see him once, but here he comes out in the court, and his first shot goes up with a three. Wow, absolutely incredible. Shout out to the young man getting out there on the court for the first time and hitting an impeccable three-pointer. And now it looks like we're going to get a couple more substitutes out here on the floor, but there will be no younger ones. They'll keep kind of the more experienced guys out, which is 48 seconds left to go. And then we're going to have a full timeout taken here. We'll take it as well. We're back in 60 here on 2.1 KMZA, 64-31. Frankfurt Wildcats lead with 48 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter.
All projects start here at Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbomber Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frankfurt has put on a clinic here in this second half. They have outscored Onega 31-6. In this second half, they outscored them 33-25 in the first. Just an incredible offensive and defensive look and improvement here for the Frankfort Wildcats. Is it looks like both sides here putting in full substitutions. The only starter-like player out there right now is Carter Olsen and Chase Stahlbomber, and here they will come out. So that will be the end. That will be the end of the season for many of these Onega players. Again, only a couple seniors here on this roster with Francesco Giolo, Jackson Coulterman, and Jacob Ronnebaum. The only three seniors here listed on the roster for the Onega Buffaloes, but again, a short end season. I know Jackson Coulterman, he is an incredible baseball player. I can't, off the top of my head, say where he's going for baseball, but he is an absolute amazing baseball player, all around athlete at all sports. But I do know he is going to the next level at a community college for that, and he'll be doing some good work there for Onega baseball once that gets here on the horizon in about a month. But that's your final score here, folks, as the time just hit the expiration date. 64-31. The Wildcats will move on, and again, they will play the winner of either Bishop Seabury Academy or Wakefield. We're back here in a couple minutes for our post-game show as well as our play of the game. Don't go anywhere, folks, and stay locked in at 2.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A quick night because it was quick work here for the Frankfort Wildcats. You're 92.1 at KMZA. Again, that's our post-game show brought to you by BL Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Online at BeOutdoors.com. This is also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan.